Acts chapter 27. And when it was determined that we would sail to Italy, they turned Paul over and certain other prisoners to Julius, a centurion of Augustus's band, and entering into a ship of Adramidium, we launched, intending to sail by the coast of Asia, one Aristarchus, a Macedonian of Thessalonica, being with us. And the next day we stopped at Zidon, and Julius treated Paul courteously and gave him freedom to go to his friends to refresh himself. And when we had launched from there, we sailed under Cyprus, because the winds were contrary. And when we had sailed over the Sea of Cilicia and Pamphylia, we came to Myra, a city of Lycia. And the centurion found a ship of Alexandria sailing to Italy there, and he put us in it. And when we had sailed slowly many days, and barely had come opposite Cnidus, the wind not allowing us, we sailed under Crete, opposite Salmone, and hardly passing it, came to a place that is called the Fair Havens, near the city of Lycia. Now when much time had been spent, and when sailing was now dangerous because the fast was now already past, Paul advised them and said to them, "Sirs, I perceive that this voyage will be with hurt and much damage, not only of the cargo and ship, but also of our lives." Nevertheless, the centurion believed the master and the owner of the ship more than the things that were spoken by Paul. And because the haven was not good to winter in, the majority advised to depart from there also, if possibly they could get to Phinis and spend the winter there, which is a haven of Crete and lies toward the southwest and northwest. And when the south wind blew softly, supposing that they obtained their purpose, departing from there they sailed close by Crete. But not long after, a tempestuous wind called Euroclydon rose against it. And when the ship was caught and could not bear up into the wind, we let her drive. And running under a certain island, which is called Clauda, we had much work to come by the boat, which when they had taken up, they used helps underneath the ship, and fearing they might fall into the quicksands, took down the sails, and so were driven. And we, being very much tossed by a rough sea, the next day they lightened the ship. And the third day, we threw out with our own hands the tackling of the ship. And when neither sun nor stars were visible in many days, and no small tempest lay on us, all hope that we should be saved was then taken away. But after long silence, Paul stood up among them and said, "Sirs, you should have listened to me and not have departed from Crete and to have had this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be of good cheer, for there'll be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the ship. For the angel of God, whose I am and whom I serve, stood by me this night and said, 'Don't be afraid, Paul. You must be brought before Caesar. And see, God has given you all of those who sail with you. And so, sirs, be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be just like I was told, but we'll be thrown on a certain island.' But when the 14th night had come, as we were driven up and down in Adria, about midnight, the shipmen figured that they'd come near to some country, and took a depth reading and found it 20 fathoms. And when they'd gone a little further, they sounded again and found it 15 fathoms. Then, fearing that we might fall on rocks, they dropped 4 anchors out of the rear of the ship and wished for the day. And as the shipmen were about to flee out of the ship, when they had let down the boat into the sea under cover as though they would have thrown anchors out of the front of the ship, Paul said to the centurion and to the soldiers, 'Unless these remain in the ship, you can't be saved.' Then the soldiers cut off the ropes of the boat and let it fall off. And while the day was coming on, Paul asked them all to eat, saying, 'Today is the 14th day that you've waited and continued fasting and have taken nothing, and so I ask you to take some food, for this is for your health, for not a hair shall fall from the head of any of you. And when he had said that, he took bread and gave thanks to God in presence of them all, and when he had broken it, he began to eat. Then they were all of good cheer, and they also ate. And we totaled 276 souls in the ship. And when they had eaten enough, they lightened the ship and threw out the wheat into the sea. And when it was day, they didn't know the land, but they discovered a certain creek with a shore into which they were thinking, if possible, to thrust the ship. And when they had brought up the anchors, they committed themselves to the sea and loosed the rudder bands and hoisted the mainsail to the wind and made toward shore. And falling into a place where two seas met, they ran the ship aground, and the front stuck tightly and remained unmovable, but the rear of the ship was broken by the violence of the waves. And the soldiers' advice was to kill the prisoners so that none of them would swim away and escape. But the centurion, wanting to save Paul, kept them from their purpose and commanded that those who could swim should jump first into the sea and get to land, and the rest, some on boards and some on broken pieces of the ship. And so it was that they all escaped safe to land.